This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The thousands of Venezuelan migrants that arrived in Chicago and other parts of the country 2 years ago will soon be considered undocumented immigrants, thanks to a reversal by President Trump. The Trump administration announced this week that it is removing temporary protected status, or TPS, provided by the Biden administration. This means the migrants are subject to deportation. U.S. Representative Delia Ramirez, a Democrat from Chicago, says Trump's move is to boost deportation numbers and could impact other groups.
He is trying to arrest as many people as he can, right? His campaign promises to be able to deport 1 million people within his first 100 days. He doesn't have those numbers. Removing TPS, so I think it is going to target Venezuelans. It's going to target Cubans even.
Ramirez says migrants must take part in Know Your Rights sessions in order to protect themselves. Chicago school officials say they won't back down from their commitment to making all students feel safe and welcome. Yesterday, President Donald Trump signed an executive order withholding federal funds from schools teaching, quote, discriminatory equity ideology, a term that refers to teaching about systemic racism. Chicago Teachers Union President Stacey Davis Gates says the teachers' contract needs to be settled to help protect the district.
We have said it over and over and over again. Black history, Native American history, Asian history, all the histories that tomorrow you'll probably hear banned by some office of Department of Nothing in the federal government.
CPS says they are working to figure out how this could impact the district. Only 16% of district funding comes from the federal government. Local activists say President Trump is endangering the health and safety of the trans community. Trump has signed multiple executive orders taking aim at trans people. Alethea Zamantakis is a professor at Northwestern University. She says Trump's directives could have far-reaching impacts, from forcing trans women to use men's homeless shelters to denying trans children life-saving health care.
Part of these attacks are to make transgender people feel afraid, right? To make us feel like we can't fight back, that we're alone, that there's no one that's going to support us or be in solidarity with us. And in reality, there are so many who are or are willing to fight with us.
Zamantakis is calling on states like Illinois to bolster protections for the trans community. Semiconductors, cars, metals, Canada, China, Mexico. These are just some of the goods and countries that are part of a growing list of potential tariffs that President Trump is threatening to impose. Some local small businesses fear these economic moves abroad will have a major impact back here at home. Mike Gallaga owns office supply company Barcode Source, based in suburban Glen Ellen. He tells WBEZ's Reset he's looking to change how his business operates to avoid forcing his clients to pay more.
It is going to be a pricing pressure for us. I mean, there's some things that we can do maybe to look at in the manufacturing side, but at the end of the day, we're going to increase prices probably as much as you think it is, probably not.
Tariffs on Canada and Mexico are currently scheduled to take effect tomorrow. Some more things you should know today. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson did not properly report gifts his office received on behalf of the city, including Hugo Boss cufflinks, a Gucci handbag, and alcohol. That's according to a new report by the Office of the Inspector General. It's custom for mayors to receive gifts and keep an informal public log of what they receive. But the IG's office says Johnson did not keep an adequate public log of his gifts and denied an inspector access to a so-called gift room upon request. The mayor's office argues city code does not require them to make gifts available for unannounced inspections. The Chicago Sky are expected to sign franchise legend Courtney Vandersloot. Multiple sources tell the Sun-Times that the five-time All-Star is returning to the Sky 2 years after leaving for the New York Liberty. Vandersloot spent 12 seasons with the Sky in her previous stint, winning a championship in 2021, and is the team's all-time assist leader. Today's weather will be cloudy and there's a chance of rain later today. The high will be around 50 degrees. Tomorrow, we're expecting steady rain in the morning and possibly snow in the afternoon. The high will be near 40 degrees. That's it for the show. If you like the rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.